MTD Radio News. I'm Jim Miller. New Mexico Foundation for Open Government accepting nominations for this year's William S. Dixon First Amendment Freedom Award, given to those who believe in government transparency and the state or local level and who have made significant contributions to sunshine in our state. Honor recognizes the outstanding accomplishments of citizens and organizations in New Mexico who champion transparency, defending people's rights to know the affairs of government. Award recipients will be selected by a panel of FOG directors who will be honored at the annual Your Right to Know Dixon Lunch in October that takes place in Albuquerque. Local bands pled not guilty to charges filed against him in two cases, including one in which he allegedly threw a brick at police officers. 35-year-old Carlos Garcia of Roswell pled not guilty to 9 charges in 2 criminal cases when he was arraigned Monday in Chavez County. A trial in both cases scheduled for the week of November 21. Charges stem from a March 7th incident where Garcia walked into Domino's Pizza to use the restroom. At the time, he was reportedly wearing a hoodie along with a green bandana and sunglasses over his face. Garcia reached into his pocket as if he had a gun, demanding a store employee empty the cash register, and the employee then handed Garcia $63 in cash. Roswell City Councilors postponed making a decision Thursday about creating a tax to fund a city ambulance service, but they did approve an agreement with Best Friends Animal Society to oversee the Animal Services Department. Fire department staff hadn't yet received some information about cost associated was starting up the ambulance service in time to present it to councilors. They've been working with an out-of-state medical billing practitioner on pricing. They're still evaluating what they've learned. That, according to the deputy fire chief, some of the councilors expressed concern with the prospect of approving the municipal gross receipts tax ordinance, and there were some questions about the agreement not spelling out whether the money would be used for an ambulance service or to pay a third-party provider. And that's what's happening. I'm Joe Miller, MTD Radio News.